The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Episode 135 of Thinking Outside the Long Box, right now.
Now we're recording.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 135.
Five.
Fucking hell.
Thinking Outside the Long Box.
We only went like 7 minutes of actual recording.
My mouth is full. I'm Mel.
Of cock. I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
And today we're going to be talking about the Amazon Prime show, Carnival Row.
That's only happened like twice.
Wow, deja vu.
To you.
You know what's funny? In the car, you recorded 3 hours of just nothing somehow. I was like, fuck, we didn't record the whole right way home somehow, but it was just nothing. It's the weirdest. Jim Ross and an interview was happening, and there was nothing else.
So when we talked in the car, there's
that
nothing.
Worked.
Oh, okay.
But somehow on the same recording,
I hit like,
in the background
again.
There was the 3 hours worth of Jim Ross.
That's so weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it's Jim Ross's podcast, so it's not real wrestling. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about Carnival Row.
Yeah.
So
because we haven't talked about it yet, so
no,
let's go ahead and definitely talk about it for
seems
the first
totally
time.
Normal. First
yeah.
time we've ever spoken about it.
Yeah.
So recording one?
Yeah.
Are
so,
we sure?
I watched the first episode of this. It stars Orlando Bloom
and his butt.
Kara, yeah, and his butt.
Yeah.
And Kara, how did we determine her name is?
Kara D.
Kara de some French, probably.
I'm going to look it back up again.
Just she looked kind of Spanish.
She's in Valerian. She's also in Suicide Squad.
Like Delevingne? You know, it seems like a fairly Spanish name, too.
I don't know, though.
It's not French.
Could be French.
Could be. Whatever.
Could be Italian.
So, the basic of Carnival Row is that this takes place in kind of like an anachronistic World War One, like you had said, where there is... Where
7 minutes ago, we thought we were recording this episode.
No, we didn't. where Ireland is effectively the home of the fairies.
Yes.
And they are trying to escape that island to get into a city called the Burg, which is a fantasy version of London.
Yeah.
And in the Burg, there is a murderer that is very much like Jack the Ripper, but he only kills fey folk. So that's the basic premise of the show.
You know what's crazy is that has almost literally nothing to do with the rest of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because he kills himself in the first episode.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And he talks about the dark god.
Literally just the very first episode is very Jack the Ripper-esque.
And then the rest of it.
And the rest of it has to do with the...
And how much of it have you seen?
Most of it.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then I read a summary, or I watched a summary YouTube video, so I would be, for the most part, caught up on myself.
I was going to watch a bit more of it, and then I looked at the time. I was like, oh, I still have to watch Beverly Hills Cop.
That one I could have done without watching, but I did watch it again.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
we'll get there.
Insane.
Don't talk about it right now.
It has to do with the brother and sister, the rich people.
Right.
And their parents, who are the two, like, chancellor people, I guess you would call it.
Right.
And they try, throughout the season, they try to usurp that power so that they can... Because Jared Harris, the gentleman who plays... The scientist in Chernobyl.
Okay.
He's
in like fucking everything.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. he is on the side of like rights for the fairies. And his daughter is the one who's trying to scheme to get on there. He ends up dying through
right.
nefarious actions. And she kind of takes over the position in faking that she's going to help with the brother who is also on the other side, and they're kind of combining power to try and segregate and get rid of them more.
Right.
And while all that's happening, Vin and Orlando Bloom's character, whose name I can't remember,
It starts with a P, and it's
weird.
They call him Philo, but his name is like longer.
And he so you find out through the season that he's part, just like I thought when I told you, he's half fairy and he's half human. And the parents of the
that's why in the first episode he's like no doctors.
Yeah. And the parents of the first of the rich people. The dad who is on the council is his dad.
Oh, okay.
And you find that out later in the show. And so there's this whole prophecy thing that the son is going to rise to power. And so the daughter doesn't know that Orlando Bloom is another son. And so she's trying to help her brother be dickheads and douchebags because she thinks that he's going to rise to power and
not
that's going to help her.
Okay.
Not knowing that Orlando Bloom is also a part of their lineage. And so it kind of explores that, but it doesn't the season doesn't have like a finite end to it because they've already announced that season two is happening.
Right.
And so at the end, Orlando Bloom and Vin are essentially they've been cast to the segregated area.
Nice.
And then the rich, weird, cheap looking dude who moved in next to him ends up befriending one of the rich girls, and they kind of form a relationship, and then they're at the end of the season they're like they've escaped, and they're after they've been pursued, and so they're the rumor is that they're also going to find a way to come back and help as well. Like there's like five storylines that go on through this season, which is what kept me going. Because the first episode was a little harder because you don't there's so much world that you're trying to flesh out that it gets lost and it's hard for me.
It is a lot of world building and it's wrapped in like the most basic police procedural of all time.
Yeah.
Like so when you're watching it you're thinking to yourself, "Oh, is it going to be Monster of the Week?" But then that guy like you said at the very end kills himself and he announces this thing about the Dark God and you see the Dark God. And which is cool because he's very like Cthulhu mythos, like. But what I like about the show so far is that like the writing is clearly like going in a certain direction. Like they clearly have a really good idea of like what they want to do with the story, as opposed to you know just something that's there to be fantasy with boobs and like you know hot chicks.
It would have been cool either way.
I mean, honestly. I'm cool with it either way, but what actually engaged me in the first episode and makes me want to see subsequent episodes is just the way it's written is really cool. Like, I enjoy the plot of it so far.
And there's a cool correlation between the bad guy, the bad monster, and the person controlling the monster.
Yeah.
And it's a cool way that the monster has to die. Which I won't spoil for you.
Sweet.
But there's a unique unique bond between this monster and the actual human villain. And so, like I said, it's a lot of interesting weaving. In my opinion, it's a lot of interesting weaved storylines that kind of connect all at the end.
That's awesome. Like visually too, this show looks really really cool. Like considering that it's a television show, I would say it has. I mean, at the very least, like B-level movie special effects, if not
it's
a little
got
bit better.
It's got that Amazon budget.
It does have that Amazon money. Those guys literally could throw however fucking much money they want at any project they want.
I mean, once again, this show has me hyped for whatever the hell the Lord of the Rings series is going to look like. Because they're just killing it on all their shows.
The cool thing for the visuals is, honestly, there's not... I mean, there are special effects, but there's not a ton of them.
No.
It's a lot of city. It's a lot of practical, probably masks and shit. Yep. Yeah.
A lot of it's, what's the word I'm looking for? Where it's not digital?
Practical?
Practical effects.
Yeah, a lot of it's definitely like prosthetic effects and stuff like that.
Probably a little bit of the wings, but I'm guessing they're tethered still as well, but there is some wing movement, I'm guessing, that comes with special effects.
And when
effects.
They just have their wings down, that's probably just cloth.
Right,
like,
right.
And it looks cool. Like, the whole thing looks really, really cool. I don't know what's happening
I mean,
neither.
That looks
really
old,
weird.
Whatever that is.
Pumpkin butter.
Oh.
That's weird. That's good.
Such a weird,
quick aside.
Every once in a while, this
like
show
food.
Gets real weird. So do I. Have you seen me?
Yes, you fat fuck.
Wow. Jeez almighty.
She's like hitting on me all morning, and then it's just full on.
That
you got
is
big
me.
Tits, you fat fuck.
I like big
tits. You're so
tits,
gross. You make me want to barf every time I see your fucking face.
You
do
are,
me now.
Hey, you're
that's like the dominatrix side of your girl.
I was trying to get out of bed, and I got stuck in one of your rolls this morning.
He's not that fat.
Why is the bed sticky, Gabe?
Oh, that was because of me.
Is and it because the food? You were rubbing Cheetos on yourself again, you whore?
You are a
that
solid
sounds delicious,
really
by the way.
Gabe's a Greeley 8.
No, Bailey's a Greeley 8.
You're like, what, a Greeley 6?
We told
six?
Bailey she's a Greeley 8 today.
Wow. Or a Colfax
which
16.
Which is a Colfax 35. Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Anyways, I like the show.
I really, like, what I've seen of it so far is good enough that I'm going to continue watching it.
I feel like Orlando.
Like much like I did with The Boys, much like I did with...
That was so funny, though.
God,
that's such
that
a
movie,
good
that
good
show.
Show
is amazing. The end of that, the end of that when you get... It's been out long enough. So when you get to the scene where, like, you discover that, like, Homelander had a kid with Butcher's wife.
Right.
And you see that on, like, Butcher's face, you're like, fuck. Like, that's messed up. Like,
that is exactly what I said.
I don't know. But this show captured my interest, like, pretty quickly. Like, I definitely want to see what happens next.
I like the world.
I do, too. And, like, so here's something that I think is really cool. There is a ton of fantasy television lately.
Yeah.
And that's not something that's happened in the past very much. I love fantasy. I, you know, with playing Dungeons & Dragons, reading, like, Dragonlance books and all the fantasy stuff when I was a kid.
Nerd.
I love things like Rat Queens is, like, really cool. And this show has that kind of, like... fantasy, but like a little off-kilter feel that is really, really cool.
It's like a little fantasy, a little colonial, a little steampunky.
Like they have like elevated steam like trolleys.
Yeah.
Like that's just, it's a cool little touch that they didn't need to do, but they do it and it makes the world like feel really fleshed out.
And it feels like it belongs there. It doesn't feel like out of place.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see stuff in a show and you're like...
Spyglass, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Dungeons & Dragons because I don't get invited to those things.
Yeah.
But...
Juan, how's that working out for you?
But this has... I mean, it's not... It's really... As much as she says it out loud because the way you describe the show, it's really not that nerdy. It's got... like weird things in it, but I think that appeals to a lot of different people.
And in
like
a
you've got
way,
a hot Orlando Bloom, you've got really good looking women, you've got monsters, and you've got fairies. Like it's something that's not so ultra nerdy that you're just focusing on that those people.
If something like Game of Thrones, which is just full-on high fantasy, can be as popular as it is, this can find an even easier market. Because there's this historical aspect to it, this romantic aspect to it, a fantasy aspect to it, an action aspect to it. Like, there's some great chase and fight scenes and stuff. It has everything that you're kind of looking for in a TV show, no matter who you are.
Right.
And if you don't like... the fantasy aspect of it, you can still say, well, I really like the romance aspect. If you're like, wow, he's banging that chick out for like no reason whatsoever, you can
that's
go.
The romance part of
that's
it, Gabe.
What I'm saying. If you don't dig the romance and like his tortured relationship with his landlady.
Yeah, she was pretty tortured.
Yeah, it is really weird, but
you can
dive into like other parts of the show, you know what I'm saying? Like there's literally something for everyone without it feeling like a hodgepodge fucking mess, which is really cool and kind of a trick to pull off.
Yeah.
And
Orlando
Bloom's a goddamn wizard. That guy doesn't look like he's aged at fucking all.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's another Nosferatu. He bathes in the blood of virgins.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like Viggo Mortensen looks old. Like
Viggo Mortensen
old. But what I mean, but I mean they were both like kind of in their I think they were in their 30s when Lord of the Rings happened. I would assume. I don't know for sure. But like when the movie with Chicken Marsala Ali came out where he was the driver.
Yeah.
I didn't even fucking recognize Viggo Mortensen. He looked so different.
Part of that too, though, is he's shaved, he has a different haircut and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course you know who he's talking about.
Who, Chicken Marsala Ali?
Dude.
Problem like, is like we could like eventually have him on the show maybe, and you'll fuck off. Be like, oh, Chicken Marsala.
We were saying his name wrong the whole time.
Mahershala. Mahershala is how you say his name.
But I so, but fucking okay. Orlando Bloom doesn't somebody, look like he's that
somebody
old.
Somebody get out a calculator. Oh no, wait. It'll say. Can you not do years?
Oh yeah, we established.
We have established my lack of basic math. All right, Vigo was born in 1958. I can read my own phone.
Okay.
She's trying to help.
So he's 61 years old.
All right. And Orlando Bloom was born in...
He's 42.
Orlando Bloom was born in 1835. He was born in 77, so he's 42.
Wow, there is such a large difference like, between those two.
He was like 20 that's years
why,
older.
That's
than
why
him.
He looks so much old. Holy shit. They don't look that much older than each other in Lord of the Rings.
That's because they're wearing all that Lord of the Rings makeup, though.
Yeah.
All that money on their face. Yeah.
Orlando Bloom?
Just rubbed the money on my face.
Yeah, really.
Orlando Bloom also does not look like an elf in real life. I'm sorry to bring
Orlando looks Bloom pretty close. Also has all that Pirates just of the no Caribbean point, that's money true. To freaking inject infant blood into his skin.
Yeah.
Infant blood?
Yeah, to keep
oh,
him young.
Oh, young people blood. Gotcha. Okay.
No. Not young people.
Infant. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Do it right, Juan. If you're going to stay young forever, you got to inject that infant blood.
Hey, I would have right? given him infant blood. It would have been worth $1 million or so.
Ugh, yeah. Yeah, I'd probably do that for
like, I mean, not I'd like all do, of my kids'
I'd
blood,
do
but
that
some
shit
of
for
it.
$80.
Who needs blood?
I sell you my kids' blood. You know you want to say young Hollywood stars?
The Colfax 35.
It brings a whole new meaning to it.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
So, overall, excited to see the rest of this.
Yeah.
Like, how about you, Tim? Are you going to move on?
Yeah, I will most likely watch the rest of the show. I was really hooked on, like, the first, like, what's half the, of the of the episode.
What?
Carnival Row?
Carnival Row.
Do you forget?
We've literally been talking about it for like...
No, I know. I'm looking it up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you have Alzheimer's?
Several minutes.
I have an awful memory.
I will be continuing the show.
Me too. Like, I really enjoy it. Did Alicia watch any of it?
No.
Yeah, we watched...
Oh.
No.
My Alicia.
Yeah, that Alicia didn't watch it.
Hashtag my... Hashtag Tim's Alicia.
Hashtag Tim's Alicia.
We did watch most of the first episode, but then I think... Something happened and we ended up just finishing
they
Dark Crystal.
Having sex.
No, we don't have that anymore.
You're like, aww. Oh, let's have sex to Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
I love them puppets.
Give me them puppets.
Nope.
It's better than furries.
Dude,
I'm gonna Skeksis all over. I'm gonna Skeksis all over your face, neck, and chest.
At least furries are real.
Puppets are real.
54% on Rotten Tomatoes by the critics, 87% audience.
Critics are assholes, though.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
It's like Harry Malchovitz. Nobody gives a shit what he thinks.
This is true.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a critic. I don't know if I'd call myself a critic.
I'm a critic, but that's just because I hate things.
I'm not a critic.
Hey, if you were a critic, would you shoot your own face?
Please stop.
Heck, I know I would. Critics suck.
Shut up.
So, what about like the theme?
Love?
What about the themes of like race and stuff like that that they're clearly kind of trying to deal with in this? Like, do you think that those hit well, or do you think it's a little bit of overkill? Like in that first episode, like do they continue to like really heavily explore that?
Well, the whole I mean, because it's almost more. Class than it is race.
That makes sense.
Because a lot of the, I mean, even though it's both, a lot of the Fae are poor.
Right.
They're homeless or they're out in the streets.
Or
so they're kind of vagrants.
Servants,
yeah. So yeah. They're, a lot of it is class warfare because the councils are there and shit. Like there's, it seems to me that struck more than the race part of
That's
it.
That's interesting.
Because it's hard to It's hard to do a racial show when there's different species involved. Because you don't really know if that's a different, like, color or, like...
The difference between, like, a white person and a black person and a Mexican person is, like, our skin color.
It's generally evident.
Like, the difference between, like, a fairy with wings, a fairy with horns, and their, like, actual physical capabilities to a human are actually different.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, that is an actual weird, like, species differentiation where this group of people can fly and this group of people can cave your fucking face in with a headbutt. Like, do you think they do mating ritual? Do they explore that ever? The ones with the ram's horns? Do they headbutt each other?
I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing, because he's not...
That better be in the second season.
Because the one you see is mating with a human.
I love you so much, babe.
I think if he hit her... $100 right there.
Well,
watch yourself.
Break it.
I think he'd kill her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's got horns. He could headbutt the shit out of you.
No, but I think it's a class thing more
Do
than
they explore
a race
professional
thing.
Wrestling. It's like,
no.
Damn it.
No.
I would watch that. I would watch a show just about that.
Just two satyrs in a ring, just headbutting each other until they're out.
Fey wrestling.
Oh no, this is a cool show. Like, I'm definitely excited to watch the rest of it.
I don't know if season two.
I know it's announced, but I don't think it has a date yet.
I was gonna say, because this season, like, it's still pretty new. Like, what, maybe a week or two ago.
I want to say 2 weeks tops.
No,
so
yeah,
it doesn't feel like a month.
While we were, it came out while we were in San Diego.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it did.
I don't know. That doesn't feel right. It didn't feel like it's been out for a month.
I feel like it came out a couple weeks ago.
Was it yesterday, game?
Everything is yesterday before today.
Yeah. Came out yesterday. Awkward silence. Everybody's Googling shit.
Just shut up. I'll be able to cut it out.
Filling in the dead space.
I'm just saying. Premiered August 30th, so it literally premiered 2 weeks ago.
Oh, we're talking again. Hey, Gabe.
Summer of 2020 is what the
announcement
what you
is
get for season two.
So probably August of next year.
Yeah, probably.
You'd
It'll
fit right.
Probably be another
Juan.
San Diego Comic Con kind of thing.
Juan,
yeah.
Gabe would fit right in on the show. Hashtag Dwarf Giant. Gabe's a fey creature.
So we work with this pretty short guy named Devin. Like, he's not incredibly short, but he's shorter than me.
I remember Devin.
And he listens to the show, so he comes up to me and he goes, "Sup, dwarf giant." And I go, "Sup, dwarf." He got pretty annoyed with me.
Would that be a gnome, maybe?
Dwarfs or gnomes?
A dwarf gnome.
Pixies or sprites, maybe? Mm-hmm. Obey your thirst.
Oh, shit, I'm at 3%.
Buzz.
Oh, man.
Gasp. I give it a thumbs up. I'm definitely going to watch the next season.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
I like shit with Orlando Bloom in it for the most part.
And that sweet ass.
He does have a sweet ass.
I mean,
I wish I could have an ass like that.
Him and Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart's got a sweet ass.
Engage.
And with that, we're out.
No, him and Patrick Swayze are known for the butt
shot. Yeah, he does have
movies,
a lot of butt. Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, for sure. Thumbs up. Awesome.
Thumbs up. All right.
Sure.
Doyle says thumbs up.
Yeah,
Doyle
he definitely
say thumbs up. He really enjoyed it. Of all the things that we watched for this recording session, this was his favorite thing. So, Doyle, feel better. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for listening to episode 135 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I've been Gabe.
I'm Mel.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
Alicia didn't say anything.
But if you want, you could say you're Alicia.
Alicia.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.